We cross over to our good friends and colleagues at Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Germany, like many European countries, facing an onslaught of economic issues. The war in Ukraine, soaring energy prices, inflation, the threat of climate change. It rings familiar and rings true around the world. But in an effort to combat these growing problems for German citizens and people who live in the EU, the German government has introduced a 9 euro flat monthly transport ticket. We're 2 months into the 3 month summertime program, so we turn to our correspondent in Berlin, Cassandra Sant at Deutsche Welle. Cassandra, thanks so much for joining us. Set us up here. It's been 2 months of this 9 euro flat monthly public transport ticket program. How's it going? Germans responding.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a mixed bag. There's obviously a few different groups of stakeholders here. So let's break it down a little bit, right? First, there are the users and riders, people like me. And for a lot of everyday Germans, they're loving it. 9 euros a month is a fraction of a normal monthly ticket. And the nice part about this program is it's largely universal. So it wouldn't be a ticket just for here in Berlin. It's for the whole country. It's largely universal. Like I said, it works with buses, all local metros and regional trains, but it doesn't work for those famously fast ICE trains. So there is a bit of a trade-off. And so if you're looking to travel this summer, especially within Germany, this has been a literal golden ticket for holidaymakers, but it hasn't been all smooth sailing. There are plenty of horror stories and pictures on social media from users across the country of really overcrowded trains and trains that are maybe late or canceled altogether. When you look at the industry, they're exhausted because, of course, it's so popular. Reducing the monthly ticket price has meant that that price has to be paid elsewhere. There's support from the government. They allocated 2.5 billion euros to the three-month program. But the ticket is so popular that it has meant that these crowded trains have translated into extra wear and tear and overworked transport workers. There was one union official talking to a newspaper here in Germany. He said this 9 euro ticket is literally making workers sick from burnout. And then this other group of stakeholders, the government, right? Politicians are split. The Greens, like the party name implies, they will love this program and they want to extend it in some way. They're thrilled by the energy savings and the positive effects on the climate. They're pushing for a successor program, a flat 29 euro per month ticket. But meanwhile, the more fiscally minded Free Democratic Party, they're not as thrilled. They say the program's too expensive. Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, there was a rule on the books that Germany had to have a balanced budget that was put on hold because of the pandemic and the associated crises, but it's supposed to come back in 2023. That's just next year. And so even though the ticket is fairly popular here in Germany, it has not translated into broad public support so far, political support so far.
No, Cassandra, to have an effective and functioning train transit system in Cape Town, we can only wish at the moment. Mm. But okay, it sounds like there are a few riders, and of course that comes with a bit of a downside. Are German officials calling the program a success, though? Did it achieve its goals?
Yeah, it's hard to say at this point because how to measure success was not really outlined. The reasons for starting the program were things like inflation and high energy prices, and those are still really big concerns right now. So we can't really measure success that way. But let's look at the data. Like you said, there are quite a few riders. There were 21 million of these 9 euro tickets sold in June alone. That was the first month of the program. And so there's really little doubt that it was popular. And this is not just people taking advantage of a sale, so to speak, right? There was one survey by a public transit association that showed a 25% increase in public transport users, and 20% of people who bought the tickets were not previously using the system. So by that, if we're looking at those numbers, that sounds pretty successful. But there are some analysts right now who are really skeptical, because if the primary goal or one of the primary goals was getting people to ditch their cars and stop using fossil fuels on an individual level, it's unclear if that was achieved at this point, because summer is a time, obviously, when tourists and visitors come or travel within Germany. People are making holidays. So right now, these skeptical critics say it might actually just be the holidaymakers that are taking advantage of the system and not Germans who really need that assistance and that relief.
Okay, stepping back, it sounds like there could also be an extension or maybe even a successor to this program. This is effectively a pilot program to see if it will work within the German model. Are there plans to extend it, especially if we're talking about an uncertain economic future for Germans and other European residents, when we talk about an uncertain energy future with the Russian war in Ukraine, you know, going on month to month? Is it looking for some sort of extension of this program?
Right now, in terms of an extension, there isn't a ton of political will. The Greens, they're in favor of it. There are some transport associations. They're in favor of some kind of extension program. In October, there is going to be a meeting of transport ministers, but there's a whole month that comes between August and October when that decision would be made. So right now, it hasn't translated into political will for an extension program, but that doesn't mean it could never turn into political will. This could be one of these classic cases of people not realizing how much they like the program until it's closer to being taken away from them, right? So right now, it's not at the top of people's concern lists. They might be enjoying these daily cheaper commutes or these cheaper weekend holidays here in Germany, but right now, they're still feeling the pinch at grocery stores and elsewhere in the economy, and there's a ton of people already starting to worry about energy prices this winter. So even though it's being taken advantage of, so far there's no consensus on a successor program at this time.
Just a message from one of our listeners, Cassandra. We returned from Germany recently and made use of the 9 euro ticket in both Berlin and Hamburg. Fantastic deal. I want to temper that in South Africa, where commuter rail is either hanging by a thread or non-existent at all. Any metro system, no matter how dysfunctional a German may find it, could be seen as a world-class deal for particularly someone in South Africa. But Cassandra Sant, our good friend and colleague at Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany, thanks so much for joining us. Hope to chat to you soon.